Colossians chapter 4 for our text this morning. Colossians 4, verses 7 through 9. All my state shall Tychicus declare unto you, who is a beloved brother, and a faithful minister, and fellow servant in the Lord, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that he might know your estate and comfort your hearts. With Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you, they shall make known unto you all things which are done here. While we've entered into the final section of our study of Colossians, the conclusion, and that's found in verses 7 through 18. And here, Paul gives final instructions and greetings to various people associated with the Colossian congregation. And it's outlined as follows. Verses 7 through 9, the bearers of the letters, the messengers who will carry this letter to the Colossians, namely Tychicus and Onesimus. And then verses 10 through 14, salutations from the brethren, a series of greetings from a number of associates who were acquainted with the Colossian church. And then verses 15 through 18, final instructions, Paul's own greeting and brief instruction. So for today, we'll look at verses 7 through 9, the bearers of the letters. Paul begins with, all my state shall Tychicus declare unto you. Tychicus was appointed by Paul not only to deliver this letter to the Colossian church, but to be Paul's messenger to inform the Colossians about his personal situation while he's in prison in Rome. Paul says, he will make known all my estate. That is, he's going to tell you how he's doing and tell you about the affairs and the activities regarding the gospel from Rome, about his imprisonment, about his pending trial. For they, no doubt, were very concerned about him. In verse 9, speaking of both Tychicus and Onesimus, Paul says, they shall make known unto you all things which are done here. That is, in Rome, in prison, while he's in prison. It's interesting to note that Onesimus is included in this. A runaway slave converted under Paul's ministry in Rome while in prison. And here he sends a runaway slave back to the very congregation whose slave owner was a member of, and now Onesimus is going to stand before them and give an account of Paul's ministry in Rome. What other religion could do this? What other religion could do this? Pretty amazing. Well, before we consider Tychicus today, I want to first briefly review Paul's prison situation, which explains why he sent Tychicus and Onesimus to Colossae. If you remember, at the end of Paul's third missionary journey, he was arrested in Jerusalem, and he was arrested under false charges that he defiled the temple by bringing Gentiles into it. Because he was a Roman citizen, he appealed to Caesar, and hence he was sent to Rome. An appeal to Caesar was a very slow process. In Paul's case, it took 2 years. He was placed in custody under house arrest, awaiting his trial. He was guarded by a Roman soldier, and from Philippians we know that these soldiers that guarded Paul were from the elite Praetorian Guard. He was shackled in chains, 24/7. And this imprisonment was most likely in an apartment that was funded by Paul. He was able, to a certain measure, continue to direct the affairs of the churches. He was free to receive visitors. And although he could not move about freely, we do know that he was able to dispatch his faithful co-laborers in the work of the Lord. We read about Paul under house arrest in Acts 28:30, the last two verses of Acts. He says, "And Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired house and received all that came into him, preaching the gospel or the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no man forbidding him." So Paul was allowed visitors. It did not hinder or stifle the spread of the gospel in Rome. And from there he dispatched faithful messengers, couriers, to deliver his letters, to deal with controversies, to encourage the churches. And these he dispatched as the need and occasions arose. Now, Tychicus was one of Paul's couriers. Paul commends Tychicus to the Colossians by bearing witness to his character, who is a beloved brethren, a faithful minister, and a fellow servant in the Lord. Who was Tychicus? Well, Tychicus was one of the fellow laborers in the work of the gospel, a companion of Paul from his third missionary journey. Now, there are 5 occurrences of this name Tychicus in the New Testament. And they're connected to 4 different periods in the Apostle Paul's life. And each time his name occurs in Scripture, he is either traveling with or traveling for the Apostle Paul. Tychicus first appears in Scripture during the latter part of Paul's third missionary journey in Acts 20, verse 4. Here he appears in a list of 7 men who were accompanying Paul on his return trip from Greece. He is expressly called a native of Asia Minor, that is that province of Turkey, which as we know today. He was selected to bear the funds raised in the Asian churches. And he traveled with Paul by taking this collection to Jerusalem to help the poor members of that church. And that says something of his character, that he was a trusted co-laborer of Paul. It was this trip that solidified the strong and enduring ties between Paul and Tychicus. It appears most likely that Tychicus was converted while Paul worked at Ephesus during his third missionary journey. And it is possible that Tychicus was a native of Ephesus. Now, moving from the third missionary journey of Paul, there are two occurrences of this name Tychicus that occur during Paul's first imprisonment in Rome. Our text, of course, Colossians 4, verses 7 through 9, in a very closely related, almost identical passage in Ephesians 6, 21 through 22. Now, as you know, the epistle to the Ephesians is very closely aligned with Colossians and is a parallel epistle to the Colossians. But he writes in Ephesians 6:21, "But that ye also may know my affairs and how I do, Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known unto you all things, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that you might know our affairs and that he might comfort your hearts. Now, Tychicus was with Paul in Rome during his first imprisonment. And Paul commissioned Tychicus to take letters to the churches in Asia Minor, to be Paul's courier. He was to deliver a letter to the Ephesian church and then proceed 100 miles inland to the Lycus Valley, where the Colossian and Laodicean churches were located, and deliver letters to each of them. The letter to the Colossians specifically dealt with the Gnostic heresy that had infiltrated the churches in that valley, the Lycus Valley, as we've already learned and studied. It is believed that the letter to the church at Laodicea was the same letter that we call Ephesians. It was most likely a copy of it. And although the letters are addressed to specific churches, they were to be exchanged and read in the other churches as well. In Colossians 4:15, Paul writes, "Salute the brethren which are in Laodicea and Nymphis, and the church which is in his house. And when this epistle is read among you, cause that it be read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and that ye likewise read the epistle from Laodicea." Now, Colossae, Laodicea, and Hierapolis were all within a 10-mile radius, and were within 10 miles of each other. So these churches were close to each other. They read each other's letters, and when Tychicus went down, he brought the letters, one letter to the Colossian church, one to the Laodiceans, and they were to exchange and read it in their congregation. And it was probably Tychicus that read the letter to them. So, now, but in addition now, to the letters written to the local congregations, Paul wrote a personal letter to Philemon regarding the runaway slave Onesimus, who we've mentioned many times. Now, Onesimus escaped from his slave owner and fled to Rome. And while at Rome, he was converted under Paul's ministry while Paul was in prison. And he became very close with Paul, and he served the Apostle Paul. In Philemon 2, Paul writes to Philemon, he says, "I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, who I have begotten in my bonds." He was converted while Paul was in chains under Paul's ministry. And in Colossians 4:9, Paul refers to Onesimus as a faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you, that is, who is a Colossian, who is from Colossae. At the end of verse 9, we see that Onesimus was also commissioned by Paul to make known unto you all things that are done here in Rome. Now, in addition to delivering Paul's letters to the churches in Lycus Valley, Tychicus was to return this slave Onesimus back to the slave owner, Philemon, along with a personal letter from Paul. And this was a very fragile and potentially volatile situation. Why? Because Philemon was an influential member of the Colossian church. And more than that, his son Archippus was the pastor of the church. So Paul wrote a personal letter to Philemon explaining the situation, pleading with him to receive and forgive and reinstate Onesimus. And Paul trusted Tychicus to deliver Onesimus with this letter and handle this situation, which was potentially very explosive. He trusted Tychicus to plead the cause of Onesimus. Philemon Further, in Colossians 4:7, Paul writes, "All my state shall Tychicus declare unto you." He reminds the Colossians that although the very urgent doctrinal matters that were dealt with in the letter that Tychicus would bring to them, but Tychicus was also to convey to them his personal matters orally. The matters of his imprisonment, whether he's released, when he'll be tried, for they're very concerned for him. His missionary work and the colleagues there in Rome. So this information was to be provided. The important things concerning doctrine were written down in a letter. But this information was to be provided orally by Tychicus to Colossae. Now, in addition to all these things, Tychicus was to personally minister to the Colossian church to comfort their hearts, we're told. He was to encourage them through the news of Paul, through various exhortations, in order that they might stand firm against the heretical teaching that had disrupted the congregations in the Lycus Valley. So as we consider the breadth of this important mission to Asia Minor, we can see here the utter trust Paul placed in this man named Tychicus. Now that's five of the occurrences. Another one, a fourth one, is found in Titus 3:12. And this occurs after Paul's release from prison and the interval before his second imprisonment. And here Paul is writing to Titus, who was in charge of the work of the gospel on the island of Crete. And he says that it is probable he may send Tychicus to Crete about the time when he himself goes to Nicopolis. Titus 3:12, "When I shall send Artemis unto thee, or Tychicus, be diligent to come unto me in Nicopolis, for I have determined there to winter." Paul was contemplating sending Tychicus to replace Titus in carrying out the work on Crete, the island of Crete. And he had not yet decided whether it would be Artemis or Tychicus. Now the final occurrence is in 2 Timothy 4:12. Paul wrote 2 Timothy during his second imprisonment. He says, "Tychicus have I sent to Ephesus." At that time, Timothy was in charge in the church at Ephesus. And Paul is sending Tychicus to replace Timothy so that Timothy could rejoin Paul in Rome. 2 Timothy is the last known letter of Paul before his execution. Now, all of this goes to prove how highly Paul regarded Tychicus for his abilities and his unswerving faithfulness to the work of the Lord. He faithfully ministered with Paul on his third missionary journey. And during his first imprisonment, and in the interval after his release, and during his second imprisonment. And we have no further information about Tychicus other than these five texts of Scripture. Now, I want to consider at this point Paul's commendation of Tychicus to the Colossian church. Paul commends Tychicus, and he says, and he commends Tychicus with three references to his character, a threefold description of Tychicus, who is a beloved brother, a faithful minister, and a fellow servant of the Lord. Now, in the Greek, these three attributes or substantives, nouns, have one article in front, and they're connected with the conjunction chi or and, And they're strung together as one whole. It's an emphatic way to indicate that all these characteristics are brought together in this one individual Tychicus. That all these attributes make up this man in one Tychicus. It's called the Granville-Sharp rule. From what I understand, this is when you have, Pastor Downey will be talking about it, from what I understand, in the next message. But basically it's when you have two nouns with the article on one and without the article on the other. And it makes the two one, or one's an explanation of the other one. And they're connected in one. But here we have three, bringing it all together in this one personality, Tychicus. So the first one, Tychicus was a beloved brother. Brother is a term of affection. It stresses an intimacy of relationship, and it's descriptive of the intimate fellowship of the Christian community. We are all brothers and sisters in Christ, being bound together by a common love in Christ. And because this term is so easily or so often occurring in the New Testament, we have a tendency to overlook its significance. But we're members of the same family. We're members one of another. We are brothers and sisters. Tychicus was a beloved brother. Beloved brother places Tychicus among the other Christian brethren as being one of them, who has become beloved by those who know him. And Tychicus was obviously a brother who was especially dear to the Apostle Paul. And to note, to those who knew him, he was of a very loving character. He probably was a very warm and compassionate man. This term, beloved brethren, is quite complete in and of itself, is it not? The second term is a faithful minister. Tychicus was a faithful minister of Christ. He was not just a minister, but a faithful minister. He had proven himself to be completely faithful, completely reliable, completely committed to the work of the Lord. And Paul confirms the reliability and trustworthiness of Tychicus, in whom he had full confidence, by sending him into the Lycus Valley with these letters. Paul entrusted him in various phases of his ministry with considerable responsibility. The Greek term for minister, diakonos, sometimes used to denote the formal office of deacon. However, it's used here in a general sense, denoting service. One who serves, one who renders service on behalf of others. Tychicus was of a particular kind of servant. He was a servant of Christ. And the service that he rendered towards others, that he rendered toward the Apostle Paul, was all in the name of Christ. And his commission then, in relation to the Colossian church, was then an instance of this, of his ministry and service. He did not have the rank of an apostle, but he faithfully served as a subordinate position under the guidance of Paul. Faithful, committed, and wholly given over to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now the third term is fellow servant, doulos. The Greek term for fellow servant is soon doulos, a compound word from soon, meaning together, and doulos meaning bond slave. He was a bond slave together with Paul in the work of the ministry, laboring for the Lord Jesus Christ. Their will was to be swallowed up in the will of their Lord and Master, Jesus Christ. And as a bond slave of Christ, Tychicus then's heart was to be in submission to the will of Christ. Now this term, fellow bond slave, describes also a missionary camaraderie that Paul and Tychicus enjoyed as co-laborers in the work of the gospel. Paul placed Tychicus, by using this term, the same level as himself, as a colleague. Paul didn't, as the great apostle, Paul didn't assume himself to be greater than this man Tychicus, and he brought him up to the same level, although Tychicus was Paul's subordinate. Yet they were co-laborers, they were co-slaves, fellow slaves together in the work of the Lord. Tychicus was Paul's beloved fellow servant, his reliable associate and representative. And when Tychicus was to stand before the Colossian church and to reiterate about Paul's condition in Rome, about the gospel work and missionary work from Rome, and to exhort them concerning the heresy that had been propagating among them, he was credentialed by Paul. He was given gospel authority by this term, a fellow slave of Christ. Now these three terms are all qualified with the phrase, in the Lord. In the Lord. Paul commended Tychicus by these three characteristics, and he did so in the context of his relationship to Christ. The Tychicus is a beloved brethren, a faithful minister, and a fellow servant in the Lord. So by now you're thinking Tychicus was a great man. And if you're not, then you haven't heard what I'm speaking about. He was a subordinate of Paul, a trustworthy, reliable, faithful co-laborer with Paul. And this trip that Paul sends him from Rome to Colossians is not to be taken lightly. It's not to be taken lightly. Some have said he was just a courier. But he was so faithful being a courier to Paul. He started with the third missionary journey. And he was noted for his faithfulness. And he carried the funds from the Asian churches to Jerusalem. And one responsibility led to another. And he's Paul's faithful companion. I have one last word regarding Tychicus. And that has been said that the most priceless service Tychicus performed for the Christian church was his safe transmission of the three letters destined to Asia. His faithful performance of this task preserved for us in the New Testament the books of Ephesians, Colossians, and Philemon on this one mission that Paul sent him on. In Paul's day, private letters had to be taken to their destination by personal messengers. And its safe transmission to that destination was not certain. They did not have a postal service. They did not have email. Why they didn't even have the Pony Express. They had to travel on foot. Paul rendered, or Tychicus rendered to the church an invaluable service by delivering these letters. One commentator remarked, "The journeys of Tychicus are quickly marked upon a map, but it needs imagination to picture the weariness of the road and the perils of the way." And just before I read this, he says, how quickly it's marked out on the map. And just before I read this, I got into Google Maps and I put in Rome, Italy, and Ephesus, Turkey. And it drew out the outline, and it was 1,211 miles. That's if you cross over from Italy to Greece. But if you go up the long way, it's even further. So it's no small thing for Paul to ask Tychicus, will you go down to Ephesus and then to Colossae and deliver these letters for me? That's 1,200 miles that he had to walk on foot. The weariness, the terrain he had to travel, the robbers. It was not a safe trip back in those days. And he had Onesimus. There were slave hunters as well. So this trip was long and exhausting. And Tychicus did it ungrudgingly and earnestly in the service of Christ. How our service to Christ begins with little things, little responsibilities, which we think are not all that important. But they are important. And we have to give it all that we got. Every opportunity we see. There are men, a lot of men that preach are studying and preach in this pulpit. And oftentimes there's not much time to prepare. But we have to be faithful in it. We got to give our heart to it. We can't say, oh, you know, this is happening here and I have this family responsibility and so forth. You think Tychicus would have said that? Wholly committed to the gospel. Wholly given over to it. The man that trusted in the most was the Apostle Paul. So we have a lot to learn from the character of Tychicus. His faithfulness to the work. His faithfulness to Christ. Wholly given over. So remember Tychicus. I like these little biographical studies of these friends of Paul. There's a book by Hebert, if you get a chance. It's really good. It's called In the Shadow of Paul. Edmund Hebert. And he goes through all of Paul's friends. It's truly amazing, his companions in the ministry. There's a lot to be said and a lot to learn from these companions. At any rate, remember Tychicus. Might he have an influence on your Christian life. Our Father, we thank you for the mention of these friends and co-laborers of Paul in the work of the gospel. Pray, Lord, we might learn from the character of Tychicus, a beloved brother, a faithful minister, and a fellow slave in the Lord. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.